You're listening to SBS News.
Standing in the plaza where the social uprising began, Gabriel Boric's supporters didn't have to wait long to hear the result they wanted. In 2019, up to a million people marched through the capital, converging on Plaza Italia to oppose worsening living conditions. Today, those crowds were jubilant. The sun was setting on a 35-degree Santiago day when the news came that Boric's opponent, José Antonio Kast, had called him to concede the election. Thousands of supporters spilled from Boric's campaign headquarters onto Santiago's main avenue, where the 35-year-old's former student organiser took to the stage. The leftist promised renewal in a country where General Augusto Pinochet's legacy casts a long shadow.
Never, for whatever reason, can we go back to having a president who declares war on his own people.
The runoff contest came down to the leftist Boric, who is backed by Chile's Communist Party, and the ultra-conservative José Antonio Kast, who has a history of defending the country's former military dictatorship. The veteran politician had raised concerns when he said he would consider disputing the results. But his concession came swiftly, calling Boric to congratulate him on his victory and tweeting that he deserves respect and constructive collaboration. Mr. Kast had drawn comparisons to former US President Donald Trump in the past, but today he conceded with calls for unity.
What we can do, even with our differences, is to be a support to our homeland. We must unite as Chileans again, all of us together.
Mr. Boric hails from Punta Arenas in the country's far south, closer to Antarctica than the capital Santiago. He reaffirmed his promise to take action on climate change and social inequality. Javier Cuso Salas is an associate professor at Diego Portales University in Santiago. He says the election became deeply polarised, particularly during the runoff campaign, when voters were forced to choose between the far left and right. While the candidates were drawn to the centre on some issues, Professor Salas believes one of them played on fear much more than the other.
Boric was able to sketch a future. Was not just about fear. I think that Kast was primarily defined as a candidate that mobilized fear, but Boric was more fresh in bringing new challenges.
The president-elect will also oversee the redrafting of Chile's dictatorship-era constitution after voters overwhelmingly rejected it in a national plebiscite. Associate Professor Salas says the right-wing candidate could have put an end to that process if he was elected.
The very survival of the constituent process was at stake in this election. Had Kast prevailed, I think that the new constitution would have been in great peril of not seeing light.
With the election of Chile's youngest president in modern history, that redrafting process is all but assured to continue. Mr. Boric will take over from billionaire President Sebastián Piñera and is due to be sworn in on the 11th of March. Tyson Hughesy, SBS News.